From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll rises in the wake of massive explosions in a Chinese city. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. At least 44 people were killed, hundreds more injured by a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin late Wednesday. Pictures and videos show gigantic plumes of fire and a mushroom cloud that dwarfed nearby high-rise buildings and sent a massive shockwave that rattled residents several kilometers from the blast site. VOA's Bill Ide is on the scene.
I'm standing next to some massive apartment complexes, and pretty much all of the windows have been blown out in these apartment complexes. There's also a massive exhibition hall, which is nearby, and huge steel doors with glass in them have been blown out. You really, when you stand here, you really get a sense of just how powerful this explosion was.
Hundreds of firefighters are trying to contain the blaze, but their efforts have been complicated by what is being termed by Chinese media complex conditions at the site. Several reports have suggested firefighters have had to suspend their efforts until it can be determined there are no more dangerous chemicals present. State media say at least 32 people remained in critical condition after the explosions. At least 400 people were injured. China has allowed the value of its yuan currency to weaken against the dollar for the third consecutive day. Central Bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point just over 1% lower from the previous day, about 6.40 per dollar. Beijing strictly controls its yuan, allowing it to trade within a range of 2%. This is VOA News.